receive again next month, hopefully in finalized form. Item number 9, please.
Item number 9 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding a proposal to develop athletic fields at Crystal Ridge. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman and Supervisors, this presentation will be very similar to what you've just seen. But if you're familiar with Crystal Ridge, it's a very different piece of property. It's a dump. It's an old landfill. And 8 years ago, Kevin can give you some history of it, very brief history of it, Kevin. And if you have any other questions about it, same thing. Then we're going to talk to you about the development plan coming in, and then we're working on the terms of the contract as well, and we'll be bringing that to you.
Mr. Healy.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, we'll do a little bit of the geography lesson for you. What we've got up here on the screen is a larger picture of Root River Parkway and all the wonderful park amenities that we have there. There's a lot going on in this area, and forgive me, it probably could be a little bit larger for you, but the band of green with the red in it, that is the Root River Parkway, the roadway itself. The red is denoting the Oak Leaf Trail that runs on it. This is all Whitnall Park here, southeast of Hales Corners along 92nd Street. So we've got the Byrne Botanical Gardens up here in this corner, the tree collections and all that of Whitnall Park. This is the Whitnall Park Golf Course, a very nice facility to utilize, and Mallard Lake. So there's a lot happening on the west side of 92nd Street. As you get into the balance of the parkway, again, we've got this ribbon of green that extends in two directions. With a lot happening on it, over the years, we've been able to develop some nice amenities in here. Our Alpha mountain bike trail, which was the first mountain bike trail in the park system, was dedicated in this area. In fact, this is one of the only areas, I believe, in the park system where you can actually still ride a horse. We've got an archery practice area here. Mangan Woods is a really nice, unique, mature, mixed hardwood forest. And this here inside of this box with the whitish yellow border on it is what's typically referred to as Crystal Ridge. It's a very unique piece of property in that it's one of our two dumps, if you may. Doyne Park, which is a smaller park in the center of Milwaukee, has a past as a landfill, as basically happened in the past. A lot of times quarries would settle in and take advantage of the mineral rights, the gravel that was available, and when the quarrying was done, things tended to get pushed in the hole. So this is an actively managed landfill, this entire border. It's about 130 acres in there, and if you see some of these white areas, these are areas that were recently graded. Basically, the landfill is closed. It's been shut down since the 80s, and we've been working on putting a cap on it that helps to contain the trash. You zoom in a little bit. And here we've just jumped in to look at that box. Now, it's a very difficult site because it's a large landfill, as I said, over 100 acres. It was filled in several different pieces, so the management of it is not simple. And it's basically, and I hate to say it, it's almost in its current condition, save for the ski hill, sort of a wasteland, in that it's just been regraded to construct the contours, the capping we need. If you you can't see it, but along the eastern edge and the southern edge is a large mechanical methane gas extraction system. One of the downsides of garbage buried in the ground is that it generates methane gas, which finds its way to the surface. That's why it's very important that we have a thick protective cap over the whole site to hold that in. And what this methane extraction system does is as that methane rises through the ground and starts to migrate out to potential residential areas here and here, it creates a negative pressure and pulls that methane out of the ground and then burns it off. So it's one of those things that needs to be maintained on an annual basis. Eventually it will probably not be needed, but right now, the county puts a lot of effort into operating and maintaining this consistent with DNR standards for a closed landfill. That's the low end of it all. The great end is it's an incredible location, and we have all of these great parks amenities surrounding it. currently the way the site is used besides as a landfill is there's a large hill that's been constructed here, which you probably see is one of the highest things on the horizon as you look to the southwest, big ski hill. The hill itself was actually built on non-filled area, and there's no garbage underneath it, but all of this area basically was filled in several different pieces. So we've got a ski hill and lifts that go down towards the river. You see the river coming through here, and there's our parkway. And it has been improved over the years since it was closed. There's a ski chalet here that serves for rentals and equipment and all those things. There's a small area that's used for golf practice. But there's a large area of this that's just waiting for something to be done with it that needs help, has been graded and vegetated. But it's reaching and begging out for a higher and better use. It's a great geographic location, all these amenities around it, and the proposal that has been brought to us is to put some really nice, high-quality athletic facilities in here, starting, as the discussions are, with baseball, softball complexes, and potentially a whole bunch of other things. The proposal that's in front of us would not displace or impact the ski hill. It's still operated and still would be. We're looking at that whole government structure. But the idea is that we've got a great opportunity here to provide a lot of nice active recreation amenities in one clustered location surrounded by a rather large metro area. The city of Hales Corners off to the northwest, Greenfield in here, and Franklin to the south. So this area actually is sitting right in the center of several large residential areas. And if you have no questions, we'll let you have a look at more closely at the proposal.
Sharon.
Would you introduce yourself, please?
I will. Good morning, committee. My name is Jason Payne. I'm with Turf Solutions Group. We're based in Illinois. There'll be a couple slides showing our credentials as we go through. We represent our client, who is a Milwaukee and Franklin resident, Milwaukee County and Franklin resident, and has been here a lifelong resident, I might add. So with that, I'll start our part of the presentation.
Chairman, supervisors, can I interrupt just for a second?
Sure, Director Black.
So the DNR has been asking us for what is our final use plan? What are we going to do with this piece of property? I've been working with Mayor Taylor. We have exhausted many different types of development, and basically where was the money going to come from, how are we going to do this. And John Cation is out there right now on an annual year-to-year contract with us. He had a contract for about 25 years, I believe it was. It expired 3 years ago. I didn't think it was good to enter into a long-term contract with him again because we knew that, okay, now we've got this thing capped. What can we do with it? And I was just hoping that some door would open. And lo and behold, somebody says, hey, Sue, you want to take a meeting with these Zimmerman people? And I was, who's that? And they came to the table. They want to 100% fund this. There would be not one county penny in this. And we're working out the terms of the contract and what the payment would be to the county, what use we would have, what public use we would have, et cetera, on this facility. As it remains now as a ski hill, we get $10,000 a year in revenue. And it's my hope that through this development we can work together, provide the public access, but literally that they came in and here's a local citizen that says, I want to do this. I was like, pinch me. Seriously, I couldn't believe that it was right there. Again, the details all need to be worked out. So if you want to show me your proposal.
Well, and I wanted to also thank the committee for seeing us with such short notice, and a special thanks to Sue Black and her staff for helping us along so rapidly through this process. It's been great to work with your staff so far. In that, we are proposing a ski and sports complex. It will be a state-of-the-art complex capable of hosting local and regional tournament events for baseball, softball, mountain biking, and recreational seasonal skiing. The concept plan is just that. It's an early stage concept plan, so we knew that the components that our client wanted would fit and not jeopardize any part of the landfill or the restrictions that we have working on landfills. The state-of-the-art facility will feature modern baseball fields for adult and youth teams. The facility has an existing ski hill. I believe Kevin and Sue have already mentioned that. It's been in operation for decades. And that Ski Hill will also benefit from increased awareness and overall site enhancements that we plan to make or intend to make on the site. The proposed facility will be built on approximately 84 acres. It is commonly known as Crystal Ridge. We've been through that. It's designed to support many types of sports and recreational activities in this unique and state-of-the-art venue. A couple of the things that weren't mentioned, there are mountain biking activities that occur in the summer on the ski hill, and we fully intend to keep and coordinate with those event hosts to have those events continue at the facility long-term. A little bit about Zimmerman, because it's a new name, Franklin Citizen. We'll go through that. Zimmerman Ventures is focused on building, backing, or venture partnering to build businesses that make a difference. The underlying principles of Zimmerman are centered around ventures that either make significant value contributions to the customers and communities, who those businesses that they serve, and also allow Zimmerman's group to pursue the personal passions, one of which is this project we're speaking of. They draw on nearly a 30-year heritage that began in 1986 with the founding business Zimmerman and Associates, and it continues today with more than six businesses. To date, they're mainly focused in the healthcare industry, and the products and services have reached more than 80% of the U.S. hospitals and continue to expand every year. They are based in Milwaukee County. They are based in the city of Franklin, right on Loomis. Leading the venture is Michael Zimmerman, who is our client. He's the president and managing partner of Zimmerman Ventures. Again, I state that he resides in Milwaukee County within the city of Franklin. He has a strong background in healthcare, financial management, and building business from the ground up. He launched between 04 and 12, just to give a little more history on him, Healthcare Business Insights, Accretive Health, Healthcare Learning Services, Health Views, and most recently partnering with Cleveland and Company, a huge name in healthcare, a partnership with the Cleveland Clinic. Michael has been featured in articles from HFM Magazine, Health Leaders, Modern Healthcare, the American Association of Healthcare Management. And last slide on Mike. He does sit on the board of directors for many local not-for-profits, including Summit Education Association, the Women's Care Center, and also, again, going to the passion part of this, Milwaukee's Men's Senior Baseball League. He plays and manages one of the teams, the Milwaukee Mud Hens. It's one of the, I think there are 36 teams in the league. This is adult men's fast pitch. A little bit about our company. We are Illinois-based in central Illinois, Peoria to be exact, and we are designer, planner, builder, and operations assistants to sports facilities throughout the U.S. We will be assisting Mike throughout the process. Mike knew what his passion wanted to be. He wanted to bring baseball to Milwaukee County, and more specifically, near or in the city of Franklin. Mike hired us to look at potential candidate sites, of which Crystal Ridge, the Crystal Ridge property, became one of. He has not only a personal passion for baseball, but a personal passion for the city of Franklin, and more specifically Crystal Ridge. He grew up learning to ski there. So he's been going there since he was a youth. So there's a personal passion that's driving this, as well as a professional one. His business, main business, is located about 5 minutes from that site. We as a company, DSG, is we've worked in 40 states, coast to coast, doing design, planning, and construction for facilities like what Mike is planning. And we've even worked on former landfill sites, mainly on the golf side of our business. But certainly we're familiar with the restrictions. We're already working with Kevin and, you know, on understanding what the restrictions are on this capped site. We also are responsible for design consulting, planning, and sports field construction at a new Fields at Wiregrass project. It's a $14 million sports complex near Tampa, Florida, opening in 2013, And we've been working with the city of Westfield over in Indiana and their architects since last year to create the specifications for a $45 million Grand Park project, a 56-field mega complex, probably the largest in the country. It's soccer, lacrosse, and baseball, softball. So, you know, certainly when Mike knew of our credentials, found us, he wanted the right group to come in and design, plan, and construct this the right way. He only knows one way, in our opinion, the right way. And I like that about him as a client. Phase one of the project will consist of construction of 8 baseball and softball fields in the northeast section of the property. So I've outlined it in red here. This phase will also include the parking area shown, again, within that box. That includes 4 large fields and 4 youth fields. And the youth fields are, I think, 205 fences. In fact, we talk about that in a later slide. Phase two is planned to include adult softball complex, and it will also include an extended parking lot from the existing ski lodge parking lot and a 20,000 square foot indoor multi-purpose practice facility. Of course, Mike wants to focus on baseball, but that would be, in fact, multi-purpose. So we could host soccer, anything indoor, anything on turf, we could host in that facility during inclement weather. And we're from Illinois, so we realize that Milwaukee gets inclement weather about half the year, just like we do. Some of the baseball fields are planned to have all-weather synthetic turf infields and natural turf grass outfields with professional irrigation and drainage. We do this in many of the designs for our newer facilities, and it virtually eliminates most rainouts. It also allows you to get on those fields for women's softball on the smaller fields. It's a 205 footprint. We can host anything from high school to collegiate because they all play on the same field dimensions. And with synthetic infields, I can get teams out there practicing in as early as March around here, as long as I don't snow on the ground. And more commonly in April during, as we all know, games get rained out. Even when it isn't raining, the fields are sloppy and hard to play on. Our fields won't be like that. 4 fields will be capable of hosting Little League boys and girls high school softball fast pitch. The dimensions down in the lower left of this slide support that we know how to use, using portable mounds, of course. We know how to support both of those type of sports. For boys baseball, we support up to 12 years old on that field dimension. And then for girls softball, all ages. The 4 fields in the upper part of this slide in phase one will accommodate the high school, collegiate, and adult baseball level. So you're looking at 315 to 320 down the line, you know, standard configuration. The facility can host up to 64 teams for baseball and or softball in any given day. During any one year, the facility will host more than 250 teams for sporting events. A majority of these teams for the tournaments will travel from a distance greater than 60 miles. For our other facilities that we work on that are called local and regional facilities, it's typical to see, with this size and footprint, about 75% of your traffic for weekend tournaments to be drawn in from greater than 60 miles, just for a point of statistics. So about 75% of your teams. The economic impact, as we see it, to businesses in Milwaukee County will be significant. 3 main bullet points would be up to 6,000 planned hotel room nights annually, upwards of 12,000 players, coaches, family members per year, and really Milwaukee County merchants, not only residents but merchants, will be the biggest benefactor. That concludes the slide presentation for what we intend, and I'll leave it to Sue and her staff to make additional comments.
Anyone with questions for Mr. P? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, when you've been in county government as long as I have, and we wallow in negativity. I'm sorry, but it just seems like every time we turn around, we're under attack or something's going bad. You know, there's nothing. It doesn't seem like there's anything positive. And you get something like this, it's almost like a gift. I mean, and so it's very cool. And so I wish you all the best. I'm very personally very excited because I got a lot of potential. I just want to caution you, though, that to the immediate north is the Timberwolf Farm, okay? And they've got about 6 to 7 wolves still alive in captivity down there. Obviously, they're very sensitive to sound, to commotion, that kind of thing. I know that when we've had the bike events, we've had some issues with the amplification and that kind of thing. So these wolves are, and they've unfortunately lost many of them over the last couple of years, and it's kind of like the last pack. I'm not sure how long they're going to be around, but we do need to be cognizant of that group down there so that as time goes on, at least, you know, make some plans or provisions for them, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions by committee? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the presentation. This looks like a very exciting opportunity, and you know, if there's something better we can do with the former landfill, well, that sounds very good. I do have a few questions for you, both for you and for the Parks Department. This site would be a for-profit baseball, softball fields and attraction? It would be a for-profit agency?
It would be, right. The operating group would allow for that.
And if
the Ski Hill today is a for-profit venture as well.
Okay, and would there be retail on site there, like a retail store?
I think there's light retail today at the Ski Hill site. We're not certain on the programming of retail at this point.
And I'm seeing some writing on this, writing the wall in a way. You know, I'd like to actually find out if we can from the Parks Department where the other ball diamonds in the area, because, you know, they'll be, in a certain sense, competition, competing with one another. Our county facilities with this very nice new facility. Just for information, for comparison, I would like to see that presented. I'm curious about the, we did see this in the contract, the proposed contract, of course, about the ownership of the land and the facility. I'm curious about the ground underneath the baseball facility, as well as, I think that'd be the Turf Solutions Group, that'd be
right.
Your facility. And thus the maintenance for that facility would also be upon the Turf Solutions Group.
Well, it would be on the operator.
The operator. And would that be your company?
Well, that's Zimmerman's company.
Okay,
we're great. Supporting him.
Okay. No further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Harris.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am not finding, and I could have looked over it and don't recall hearing about this project and could have heard it and something just forgotten. But was this RFP'd out? Like, how did we come to this where we're developing Crystal Ridge again? Please remind me.
Chairman, supervisors, we've done many different things to try to bring business to this area. In fact, I even tried to get Franklin to buy it at one point, and they wouldn't. There are other, we did not RFP it out this time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we didn't do Hoyt Pool and some of the other public-private partnerships that we've done. But with this being 100% funded with the company, I guess the main thing that I want to answer your questions is this is a public-private partnership. This isn't just going to be exclusive, at least in the terms of the contract. I don't really want to get into the details of it because I'm trying to negotiate the best deal for the county that I can of what we're going to get, whether it be we use the fields on certain days of the week at no cost, which will eliminate some of the staff costs on our operating side on our other diamonds, or other diamonds that we may want to upgrade and put capital money into it. Now we wouldn't have to do that. So it's looking at the overall business plan. We've done an analysis of our adult leagues and what's going to be in competition with us and somewhat doing an analysis of all of that. We want to make sure that there's public access. We want to make sure that they're maintaining it. I want to make sure that we get revenue annually at a significant amount, et cetera. So I guess I would use another, like Eline Soccer. You know, that's up in the where all the soccer fields are.
I guess, can I stop you for a minute, mm-hmm. Sue, because you're just talking on and on, and I have other questions that none of that is related to what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
What I'm trying to get at is this company, first of all, we didn't do an RFP. I'm trying to understand how do we even come to this partnership. I've never been to Crystal Ridge, so I can't even speak to what the grounds look like or, you know, anything to that nature, so I have no clue. However, I guess my biggest, the red flag for me is this company is based in Illinois. That's my red flag. And so, well, the work, well, yeah, explain that to me. I need clarity because you said that the company was based in Illinois. However, somebody in
No,
Franklin
the operator is based in Franklin, 5 minutes from
okay.
the site.
And the operator is the contractor.
Is Zimmerman, right, Mike Zimmerman. And Zimmerman Ventures is located 5 minutes from the site. He was born and raised in Franklin
okay.
in Milwaukee County. We are from Illinois and are representing Mr. Zimmerman here at this session as a this is just an informational session,
mm-hmm.
and we've been hired by Mr. Zimmerman to do his design, planning, and construction management for the facility.
So is Zimmerman a funder?
Yes.
Does he have
yes.
money?
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. I guess that's all I have. I'll think on that a little more. But
Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One other thing too, we actually did include in either 2010 or 2011 in the budget that was
okay.
approved for the county to sell Crystal Ridge. So we have been
okay.
kind of out there looking for something to come along. But I think that this proposes some great potential, and it's really a property for those of you who haven't been out there. I mean, it's basically it's a wasteland right now. It's not utilized at all. I think we have to admit that for Milwaukee County to try to take on a development of this magnitude on its own is virtually impossible. We just, two items ago, we're discussing our $200 million backlog of maintenance. So if we're ever going to be able to turn a piece of property into something usable for the residents, this is a great opportunity to do that. Not to mention the fact that when you take a look in this particular area of the county, we really don't have a lot of amenities in the park system for residents to utilize. So this is a great way for us to be able to offer that to the people without having to spend the money. So I'm, as the new District 17, or this is now in District 17 after redistricting, I'm very optimistic in looking forward to seeing the proposals that come forth on this. And even though it's going to be run by one of those evil profit-generating companies, I like to remind my neighbors to my right here that it's those profits that generate the taxes you guys love so much. But anyway, I hope that my one question out of all of this is how long do you foresee the construction on here? And, you know, depend from the point that an approval is given and you go forward, when can you have at least this first phase of an operating?
As we've indicated to Sue Black and her staff, our client is ready to move rather quickly, likes to move rather quickly in most of his endeavors. And given that momentum, and I think we want to continue with that, we could turn the facility and be open by summer of next year.
About a year, maybe.
Yeah, by summer of next year.
One other thing to point out, too, is because this land has been not underutilized or not utilized at all, when we had those heavy rains back a few years ago, we had a lot of substantial erosion out there. And I think developing this park into something usable is going to prevent a lot of damage that we've seen in the past from reoccurring. Very looking forward to seeing it come forward.
Thank you very much. Are there further questions by committee? I assume that your comments indicate you're assuming an absence of tax loopholes, but given that, I take your comments to be right on the money. On the other hand, the devil is in the details on matters like this, and the committee will have the opportunity to review a contract before it's approved and what's contained in that contract. So this, it should be emphasized, is the first blush kind of look at what's being proposed, and we'll have the opportunity to weigh in on specifics at a later date. If there are no further questions, this... I'm sorry. Supervisor Taylor. Sorry. Supervisor Steve Taylor.
How are you? I don't represent this area on the county board, and I don't represent this area on the Common Council, but as Common Council President of the City of Franklin for the last 4 years and still currently, I can tell you that the residents of Franklin have been looking for something like this for quite a while. I know it did come, or there has been discussions of the city maybe purchasing the property at some point. That's not going to happen. We don't have the money. So looking at someone from the private sector doing something like this is definitely something that I know many of the residents want. And granted, I'm not speaking on behalf of the city of Franklin, more as just my position as an alderman, and knowing and talking to a few of my colleagues on the Common Council, they are supportive of it also. So I just want to let this body know that the city where this will be located has an overwhelmingly number of residents that would be in favor of this. So I know we have contracts to look at and things like that, but I know personally I support it, and it'd be nice to actually see something in a wasteland, because that's what it is. Wintertime, when it does snow, which is this winter we didn't have much, it looks real nice, but in the summertime, it's not a pretty sight.
Thank you very much. This item's informational. No action will be taken today. We'll look forward to hearing it again in the near future. Item